We are learning Masechtas Yevamos of Tezayin and Abayis, and we are beginning at four lines from the bottom of Tezayin and Aleph, the end of the line. Rabbi Yochanan v'Savyer. Savyer is the name of Amira. Rabbi Yochanan v'Savyer, the Amrit Tavari, they both said together, Ein mekam gerim v'tamudim. We cannot mekam gerim v'tamudim. And they argues on Chagai, in the Masorah from Chagai. Actually, Tosfos on top of the Amud, on Abayis, even speaks about this. Says, Teima, hechid pal gerim v'yochanan Chagai and Avi. That's Tosfos asks. So Hashem and Sofer Rabbi Yochanan shloi omr chagai ma'olam. Rabbi Yochanan chagai never said it. But he's arguing about the Masorah we have from chagai, and he holds you cannot be mekalel gerim from Talmudim. Umi Rabbi Yochanan hachi, that's true. Rabbi Yochanan said that. But now we look at the Mishnah. Kol ha'kasamim ba'amar arekim tahirim. All kasamim, but agoyim, they were not goyzer on kasamim. Kasamim is a dam nida, it's a stain that we're out of our gosha, it's the rabbanon digger nida, and they were not goyzer on kasamim of avichavim. So Allah is called some of Amarakim Tahirim because you can assume it came from a goy. Rav Yehuda Matame, why? Ben Shem Gerim. The Rekim is full of Gerim. And Vitoyim, and they made mistakes. They were Gerim who went back Chazal or Suroi, which means they went off the Derech. And therefore, they're Yidin. So there is a Gzer on the Ksam. But then the Mishnah says, Bein Evichavim Tahirim. But when it comes to a goyish city, the Allah is Tahirim. Va'avinimba, and we ask on this Mishnah, Kaposik v'tani v'edev chavim afilu m'tamrid? It's mashma, any place that's a goyish city, including Tamrid, which is considered a goyish city, the halacha is that it's tar. V'am Rabbi Yechon says on this, Zoyis emeres m'kavim gerim m'tamrid. There must be m'kavim gerim m'tamrid. There must be the full of goyim. The goyim, you see, there's no ksavim. So what's the kasha? Rabbi Yechon said, ein m'kavim gerim m'tamrudim, why not worry that it's full of mamzerim, full of yidin, who assimilated. And now he's saying, Ksamim there are Tahirim from, because it's Bein Evichavim, Mashma, every place, Tarmudim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Zoy Semeres, that Tarmoid is a place where you can Mekav Gerim. So, Chari Tastira to Rabbi Yochanan's. And for the verse of Kakash, Ridam is Zoy's voice, Spirule, maybe Zoy's will, and isn't holding that, but Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Lok is Tam Mishnah. And Mesechdas, neither there to Stam Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Amaroy, Ninu, Valibu Rabbi Yochanan. Saka Machlekas Amaroy. Saka Machlekas Amaroy. What's the machlekes really? Like we see in the next Gemara, what's the shiloh over here? What's the shiloh? So the shiloh is like this, that it's a machlekes tanoim when a Yisrael marries a goy, Yisraelis marries a goy, a Jewish girl, Jewish lady marries a goy, what's the halacha? So according to Tosfos, the machlekes is like this. One man the Yom holds that the child is Yisrael, but a mamzer. The other man the Yom holds the child's a goy. That's the two Mandiyam, according to Tosfos. All of them argue. According to Tosfos, there's only two choices. Either that child is a goy, because it goes after the father, or the child is a mamzer. And that's the machlokes over here. That's the two Amarayim, if you're Mekav and Gerim and Tarmoid. The Zicha had Jewish ladies get mixed up there, but one Mandiyam holds that they're goyim, and the other Mandiyam holds they're mamzer. Today we pass in they're Jewish, without mamzer, not mamzer. But there is a chash, right? All the people in America also. Any time you find the mother's a yid, we assume that a yid if they're intermarried. Yeah. So there is a big tumult in the Paiskim, Chaim Shleimer, Kriyega, Neid Yehuda. In the beginning of Siman Dalad, what's the halacha? Some hold you have to have a geris lechumra because it might be a guy. It's brought down. Some hold mamzer ayin sham has to dayavish. Was dayavish yid or a guy? Some hold dayavish was a guy. Dayavish's mother was Esther. And still, some of the guys you go, what's shot? Because you go past the father. There is a big sheet like that. And people don't know about this, but there is a side of Geres Lechum. And so we paskin. I know recently Rabbi Kanner from Toronto called up some in Eretz Yisrael to find out for Cheshish at all. So we're not Cheshish. So we never under Eden. But in Halacha, there's a big tone about it. Halacha, so we never under Eden. Akapon, let's see the Gemara Vaita. We'll talk about this more. So the Gemara Vaita. Metarmid my time alone. We just mentioned Tarmid is a big Shiloh. Mekavim Gerim, not Mekavim Gerim. What's the Shiloh? What's the reason why not? Pligibar Rabbi Yechanon v'Savya. Charam Shem Avdei Shloima. We worry about the Avodim of Shloima. Charam Shem Menois Yishlayim. Because the daughters of Yishlayim Shasta Churban. The Gemara explains. Bishlam Adi Amashem Avdei Shloima. Kasavar. They hold like this. That the Avodim of Shloima married the Jewish girls because they were jealous of their money. They were Avodim. And they married the Jewish Bonois that were richer. And they hold Kesava oivid kechavim ve'eved haba bas Yisrael havla mamzer, and that sheet is either a goy or a eved that's ba bas Yisrael. What's the halacha? The child's a mamzer, and therefore they're yidden, and therefore you can't make take gerim from Talmud. Elavadi amushim b'nei Yisrael mahi. What's the story with b'nei Yisrael? Pligibar v'yosef v'rabbanon Rav Yisrael Rabbanon argue in the Pshat, and they both say b'shem Rav Barachana. Chad Omar, that b'shas the Churban, when all the armies came in, a lot of hundreds of thousands of soldiers, but there were treisa alfei gavrei, there were 12,000 soldiers, v'shisa alfei kashtuye, and 6,000 bow and arrow holders, altogether 18,000 soldiers, or, and the other one of them says, Chad Omar, treisa alfei gavrei, u'minayu shisa alfei kashtuye, altogether 12,000 soldiers, 6,000 foot soldiers, and 6,000 soldiers were holding the bow and arrows. Those soldiers, when the guy went into the Heichel, Hakol Nifnu al Kasav Azov. All the soldiers were running for the money. The Haim Nifnu al Bnei Yisraelim. They went after the daughters of Klal Yisrael. Shnemar says a pasuk in Eicha, Noshim B'tzion Inu B'sulo Yisparei Yehuda. They hurt the Noshim B'tzion, and through that they married those ladies. They had children. Those children are Mamzerim, and that is why. The man Yom holds you have a kavagerim and tamer. It holds you can't be kavagerim. Why? Because the children are mamzerim. The children are yidden, which are mamzerim. Omer Rebbe Shmuel Achmeni. Once you mention some sukkim, we're going to mention speak of some sukkim now. Omer Rebbe Shmuel Achmeni. Omer Rebbe Yisrael. Pasuk zeh sara el mamru. This pasuk that we said before, nari zigam zikante. Pasuk on Tehillim. It wasn't David HaMelech saying it, and it wasn't Hashem saying it either. It was a malach. The Gemara proves it. If it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu talking, Mika Zikna Kame, doesn't pass the saying Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nari Yisigam Zikanti, the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't age. Ve'elo, it must be David Amri, Mikoshesh Kulihar. David Melch never made it that old that he would say, I'm so old and I never saw a Tzadik Nezav. He only reached the age of 70, he just became old. It's not a chiddush to say, V'lo Yerisi Tzadik Nezav. So Elish Vamino, Sarah Olam Amru. It was the Malach, Sarah Olam, the Malach of the world, said this. That's what said this pasuk. Omer Shulman Achmeni, Omer Rav Yehuda. So Ma'idich Siv, what's pshat in the pasuk in Eicha that says Yodai Paras Tsar Al Kol Machmada, that the enemies spread their hands on all the treasures. What are the treasures that we're talking about? There's only one treasure. That's the Torah. So Amen Amayev, B'shal Shenichlesu Oyvicham LeHeichel. When all the guy went into the Heichel, Hakol Niftu al Kasav Azov, all went after the gold and silver. The Haim, which is the nations of Ammon and Moab, Nifnu al Sefer Torah. They went running for the Sefer Torah that was in the Azara. Omru, Zeh Shekoshavai, this Sefer Torah that says, Lo Yovei Amoini Ma'avi B'kal Hashem, they're very insulted. Yisarev Be'ech, let them be burnt Be'ech. And like the Achrayim speak out, the Eitz Yosef on In Yaakov, the Achrayim really didn't help burning it because the Halacha will still be Kayim because there's plenty of Sefer Torahs around the world besides one in the Heichel. But they went ahead to burn it just to show that they were very embarrassed by that. And this way they were trying to make embarrassment back and burn the Sefer Torah to show that there was a busha for them that says in Sefer Torah, the pasuk says further, this is also a pasuk in Eicha, Tziva Hashem liYaakov Tziva Tzarav. Hashem commanded that the Yidden should be surrounded by people who bother them, Tzarav. Amarav, Gun Humanyel from Nahara. That even when they came to Bavel and they lived in Pum Nahara, still there were cities around them, Humanya, and some say these were the Amoinim who lived around them. Because Hashem always makes sure that he didn't have people to give them sorrows. Even when they went to Bavel, they were surrounded by people from Amon Amoyev who gave them sorrows. So to Moravaita, back to Yichus. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi. Oyved kechavim shekidish bezman hazeh. According to Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi, is the Marid Yechidish. There's a guy who is kiddush mizvan hazeh, choyshim lekedushin. A guy comes to a lady and gives her a kedushin, yechoyshim lekedushin, why? Shema ma'aseres ha-shvatim hu. Maybe it's from Seres ha-shvatim. We know that Seres ha-shvatim get assimilated in the goyim, and they're yidin. So maybe it's from Seres ha-shvatim. I can ask you, I'm saying, sounds like it's from the man. So Rashi learns taka, that the men married goyish ladies, and this man never holds that a child is born from a goy and a goy from a yid to a goyta, from a Yisrael to a goyish lady, the vlad's a mamzer, and that's the worry. That's the yid. That's the worry. The yid. Great thing about Akasha, a ma'isa roiv the world's not a saras shvatim. Good, we're learning. Fi Rashi at least learns that a saras shvatim. Yid married a goy, a goyish lady. So Rashi learns, look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shanosu Oivdois Kechavim married a Gersh lady, because Savar, the Vedas Kechavim, Shiyoldom, Migi Israel, Havlad Mamza. That's what I'm worried about. We'll say Tais Pshat in a second. Break the Mara Kasha, while the call the Parash Ru Parash, I, Rav of the world, is still not Aseret Shvatim, and the Klal is, someone who leaves the Rav is from the Rav, called the Parash Ru Parash. And for the Gemara of Duch the Kvi, we have a place where we know there are Aseret Shvatim there, and she went there. The halacha is Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami, and therefore it'll be a problem of you worry maybe there is Yisrael. So Tosfos argues on both these pratim over here. On the first prat, Tosfos says that the Gemara later on is Mashmak Rashi actually, but Tosfos says no one holds really that if a Yid marries a Goyish lady, that the child is a mamzer. Everyone holds it's a goy. And therefore, he doesn't like the Pshat. He says, we're worried that the Yiddish ladies from Sarah Shvatim married into the Goyim, and that's where the children are from. It's the opposite. But the Gemara later on, guys, not Mashma like Tosfos. That's what Tosfos argues on the first thing. And the second thing also, Tosfos says that we're talking about a city which has Rav Aseret Shvatim. Because it sounds like over here, the Goy came from the place of Sarah Shvatim, not that she went there. That the bottom Tosfos argues on Rashi. The Baam Taisis says, "Dukta Kavir, Dukta Taisis, the Dukta have a Ruba Maaser Shvatim. The Loikemar is Pirish Kunturis, which is the Kol Kavu Kamech Samech Zami. Now it's Kavua. When the Mara answers the Dukta, it means there's a Roy. Now the Gemara brings down the different places where they went. Dom Rav Abba Bar Kahano. It says in the Pasuk that when the Melech Ashur came and captured the Aser Shvatim, it says, "Vayogel Melech Ashur as Yisrael Ashura, Vayanchem Bachlach uvechavar Nahar Goizen vaOri Madai." And the Gemara Darshans, Chalach Zeh Chalazon, that's a place called Chalazon. A lot of these places are either in northern Iraq or in northern Turkey, or southern Turkey, I think. V'chavar zu Chadayev, Nehargoizen zu Ginzik, V'ori Mada zu Chamdon, V'chavarsa in the suburbs, V'armila zu near V'chavarsa, a place called near in the V'chavarsa. V'chavarsa, man, what's the names of the suburbs? I'm a Shmuel, it's Krach, Mushki, Chidki, and V'dumka. These places are all places where the Aseret Shvatim landed up. And Amar Yechonon v'kulam l'pasol. All these places are Ruban Mamzerim because the Aseret Shvatim were mixed up into them. They have a Ruban Mamzerim. Now, until now, we said Ruban Mamzerim because the men married the Goyish woman and the Halacha is the child of Mamzerim. Here Rashi says a little different because Rabbi Yechonon holds definitely that a Yid who marries a Goyish lady, the child is a Goy. So therefore, Rashi over here says, similar to Tosfos, it says, we'll read Rashi, Livsa Ruv Mamzerim, Shnitmu Aseret Shvatim Ba'ovdes Gechavim, Ubeneim Harehem Ki Yisrael Elim, Benoim Issa Mamzeris. So he says over here, that you have to change the Girsa, Shnitmu Benois Aseret Shvatim Ba'ovdes, that's the Mashal changes the Girsa, and the Gilian also, that the daughters of Aseret Shvatim got mixed up with the Goyim, and therefore they're Yidin. And maybe you don't hold the Mamzerim, but the problem is that they went ahead and they married the different relatives that made them the Mamzerim. They weren't careful about the halachas of Arias, therefore their children are Mamzerim. So the Kulam Apostle, these cities are all Psulim, they're all Mamzerim, and we'll see Metshem on tomorrow's daf. There's a tzad, they made them into Goyim even, if we don't have to worry about it, you couldn't make Kalvagerim from them. But Kwanam, right now, these cities are all full of Mamzerim, and they're all L'Apostle.